How different was the culture once you started? You'd heard about it, obviously, but the reality of working here. Tell me about the differences there from where you'd been.
In the early stages of Mount Thorley, it was very similar to Rex's Creek when I arrived there, but obviously with the Coal and Allied and Rio Tinto involvement, it had changed dramatically.
Yeah.
And when I got to the creek, it was back to the old Mount Thorley times.
Yeah. Tell me about the similarities with the work. Was it really basically the same work you'd been doing at Mount Thorley? Was it pretty much?
Yeah. Not much difference really, except obviously Mount Thorley was a lot bigger.
Yeah.
At that time there was 650 operators.
Yeah.
Mount Thorley, obviously, plus fitters, electricians and stuff.
Yeah. As far as the growth of Rex's Creek, can you talk us through, you know, what you witnessed in a bit more detail?
Well, it was a nice, quiet, small pit when I started. Then when they purchased Camberwell, it just exploded numbers-wise. And took a bit of getting used to again.
Yep.
But I guess I had the, what's the word? I was the first driller over in the, what they call now the North Pit, when it was first taken over.
Yeah.
It was hard work because the rain had washed the topsoil off the rock, and it was very, very rough.
Yeah. Safety-wise, were you comfortable with the safety regulations? And because I know in the older days, obviously, they were quite as stringent. How did you tackle that aspect of the job?
On my own safety officer. If I thought it wasn't safe, I wouldn't go.
Right.
Or look for another way to do it.
Right. What was your connection, Ray, with management, as in, you know, sort of the upper management of Bloomfield?
In the early piece, very, very good.
Yeah. Who were you sort of seeing on a regular basis from management?
I didn't have much to do with Paul, but William I had a fair bit to do with. I'd sit down and have a yarn to him on occasion, or I'd be standing there and he'd walk up and have a talk.
Yeah.
That was good. I enjoyed that. And Gary Bailey was another good one. Tony Lang. Yeah, I'd often have a yarn with those fellows.
Yeah. Any particular incidents that spring to mind when you reflect back on your 23 years here, whether they be good, bad or not? Most days were good.
Didn't have too many bad days. I didn't have any bad days at work as such. The only bad day I had was when I put too much coal in a wagon when I was over at the train loader and I derailed the front bogey of a wagon. That didn't go down well, I don't think.
I can imagine.
Certainly not with me. I had my reputation to look after as well.
Yeah, that's right.
So I loaded thousands of trains.
Yeah. Just reflecting on the mining industry, your 23 years here, is it something you look back with a sense of, well, how do you look back at your time here at Bloomfield and Rex's Creek?
Oh, I don't regret one minute of it. No, I enjoyed it all, other than the train derailment. But
we won't talk about that.
No. Wipe that.
we'll edit that bit out.
Yeah. Nothing was said to me. Wasn't really, well, I suppose it was my fault, but it was just something that happened. A fellow on the dozer called me on the two-way as I was about to shut the door. And if they call, sometimes it could be an emergency. And I was just a bit slow on shutting the door.
Oh, okay.
That's all it was. And I explained that to them.
And as you said, you had a reputation. They probably knew that you took your job seriously and your reputation seriously. They probably didn't need to say anything. They just would have known how you were.
Yeah, I believe so.
I'd imagine. Yeah. Which I guess says a lot about this company.
Yeah, I cared for what I did with my work.
And they knew that.
And did it to the best of my ability.
Yeah.
Every day.